You too, you're the best thing about me on Today FM. Now, Nanny Pat, if you don't know her, she is our 84-year-old movie reviewer from Garana, brought her in Cork, the real cinema in Blackpool down there, always look after you. And we sent her down to review Ninjago, or Ninjago, I can't say it properly. Ninjago? Ninjago. Basically, it's the Lego Ninja movie. Let me play you a little clip of it here.
There you go. Get Garmadon!
You can't catch me,
Green Ninja.
Watch this!
Where'd that come from?
Hello, Dad.
Lloyd?
That's right, and it's Lloyd, Dad.
Let's see what she thinks. Nanny Pat, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm very good, it's nice to talk to you.
Here you are, bye.
Now, what's happening with the fridge? You're waiting on a fridge.
My fridge broke down. I had to buy a new one. I had to get into me. I had to go into me bit of a savings. I was saving up to get my house decorated, as you know.
I know,
I have loads of paint in my hallway.
And now you've had to get the new fridge.
I'm telling you. So, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. Are you watching any of that program, the dating one?
Do you know what now? I was going to speak with you. Do you know that program that boy was on with the kilt?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you expect to find up underneath his kilt? I said to Pamela, I said, if it was a boomerang, it would come back and slap him in the face.
I just wanted to make sure he was being a real Scotsman.
Yeah, no, Pamela records it before I go to be Sunday night.
Yeah,
and
that's
great. Look at it then when I come back in.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
We were at the pictures and we were at the Lego one. Now, children, for children, you know what I mean? There was a lot of people there Sunday. Mm. Yeah, Sunday we were there, yeah.
You went with Ellie to see the film, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, she was very excited. And Pamela, and you know, believe it or not, I was falling asleep.
You didn't, were you nodding off?
I was nodding off.
That's allowed. That's okay. At least the seats are comfy.
That's my age.
It's fun for me to imagine you going to the cinema with Ellie because, I mean, there's over 70 years between ye, and, you know, it's not many grandchildren get to spend time with their great granny.
Yeah, she's one of four generations, though. Like her grandmother would be my daughter, Aunt Pamela. We had the four. I have a lovely photograph of the four generations.
Oh, wow.
With Ellie, yeah. Oh, it was taken the day they got married, and she have a face on her that would turn milk sour.
Oh,
she
dear.
She was tired.
Yeah.
She was exhausted. Yeah.
Like you in the cinema, Nanny Pat.
Oh, dear, because I was snorting off. Believe, you know. Pamela was sleeping. I said, Pamela, I'm falling asleep.
Well, Pamela was saying that Ellie just loves spending time with Nanny Pat, with great granny. Like, I mean, you got her sweets and everything.
Oh, yeah, she bought me a package of sweets.
Ah.
A package of jelly. No, I'm a diabetic. But like, and I had to pass them over to Pamela. And I said, Pamela, if I keep them, I'll eat them all. But she did. She paid for them. That's really, no, she bought me the
isn't that lovely?
Sweets, yeah.
Ah, she's a good girl.
She is, yeah.
So the film was good anyway for kids. A bit of fun.
Very, very good. But like that fella that you looked up as killed, no, my God, I said. Did your mother to bring you up to be a peeping Tom?
No, she didn't, in fairness, no.
I'd say she didn't.
We had a peeping Tom in my area when I was growing up, but I was so ugly, he came over and closed my curtains.
You weren't. Go ahead. A peeping Tom.
So now you have to go and you have to sort out the fridge and everything, yeah?
Actually, no, the man came while ago over it, and I had to throw out a load of it. Oh, my God. And I have to start filling it up again now. And my eldest girl said, don't be buying too much.
I know.
I have it. Because she said, why? You give it away. I have a young fella like, and I give it to him. When he come in, I give him a kind of a bag.
Well, this
is
the thing, is that you can't be buying for the full week or anything, because something like this could happen.
Oh, I do. I buy like a Friday night and I draw my pension.
Yeah.
I buy my dinners for the week. I like looking after myself.
That's
I really
fair.
Do, you know? Oh. And I'm very independent.
Well, that I can tell.
I'm a very independent woman.
Look, Nobody doubts it, Nanny Pat. In fact, I'll try and play Independent Woman for you now.
Yeah.
Okay, nice meet
you. I'm very independent.
You're a brilliant woman is what you are. We always love talking to you, and all the messages always come in on the phone and everything to say how much everybody loves you. They just love listening to you everywhere in the country. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless, Nanny Pat.
God bless.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.